Thank you very much for being here for my presentation. The title of my presentation is Biosolids Application Enhances Carbon Stock in Soil. I'm a PhD student from the University of Newcastle, Australia. This is a collaborative work among many co-authors. This is the outline of my presentation, introduction. We all know about the atmospheric greenhouse gas concentrations presently. The exponential increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide during the last few years reflect the anthropogenic influence on global greenhouse gas emission and consequent climate change. Now we are living in a world with having 400 parts per million atmospheric carbon dioxide concentration. This leads globally unprecedented severe weather events and been frequently occurring across more geographic areas. So agriculture is an important source of greenhouse gases. We all know about this, and the agriculture, forestry and other land uses contributes 24% global greenhouse gas emissions by economic when we compare economic sectors. In 2010, this is the contribution from agriculture and related land-related emission. So, therefore, it is important to reducing and mitigating greenhouse gases emission in agriculture where as possible. Soil organic carbon sequestration is transfer of atmospheric, industrial, or domestic carbon through the carbon cycle to long-lived soil organic carbon reservoir. Forest, cropland, and revegetation are the main activities for enhancing carbon sequestration in soil. Organic amendments addition can enhance soil organic carbon stock by adding carbon input to soil and increased crop rhizoid deposition as influenced by nutrients. Indirectly, soil organic amendments increase soil health, thereby increasing biomass yield through photosynthesis. These are the two processes involved to soil organic carbon sequestration. My primary research material is biosolids, which is coming from sludge treatment processes. It can be managed safely to utilize beneficially for their nutrients, soil conditioning, and other values. You can see here the production of biosolids. China is the largest producer of biosolids, around 25 million tons per year, and United States for the third largest producer, 5.9 million tons. And globally, the global production is approximately 100 million tons per year. This is a really good source of carbon organic amendment. So this is heavily used in present modern agriculture to agricultural lands to enhance soil health. We know a lot about the biosolids and application and its relation to soil organic carbon sequestration. These are the sum of facts. A higher XOC sequestration has been reported with application rate. When we increase the application rate, then we get more soil organic carbon sequestration. It's a linear relationship. And when we cease the biosolids application, then we get less or decreased XOC value. And biosolids stored carbon limited to surface soil, because mostly biosolids apply to surface soil, and accelerated leaching and mineralization of organic matter can cause depletion of carbon content in soil. And because of this nutrient-rich and carbon-rich material, once we add to soil, then CO2 and methane flux goes to reduce the carbon content in soil. So there's no any quantitative assessment for SOC sequestration in terms of biosolids applications. Thereby, we don't know exactly the magnitude and benefits to carbon carbon pool, actual amount which is coming from biosolids. So my objectives were to investigate and quantify the driving factors, their optimal conditions and magnitude on the long-term soil organic carbon sequestration. This is very important because the quantitatively assessing of soil carbon sequestration factors benefit to develop appropriate biosolids management practices, because if we know how much the content escaping from biosolids, we can modify the biosolids at treatment plant stages. So that's one of examples in this kind of research. So I did a meta-analysis to answer that question. So the meta-analysis facilitates to quantitatively compare results derived from a range of a variety of research. In this case, my meta-analysis compared SOC dynamics between control, that means no biosolids application, and biosolids amendment soil. I collected data from 25 countries and across 298 independent studies. Because of the large variety of data, I had to group the recorded data. For example, time after biosolids application, I considered less than 5 year and greater than 5 year. Likewise, I had to group the data. And here, because of all the variables such as rate, years, depth of biosolids application were found not evenly spread across a range, either individual or in combination, I had to select a reliable region. So the reliable region of the data was fall in this category. The mid depth, I considered the mid depth. Mid depth, the meaning of mid depth is if we apply 0 to 15 centimeter soil layer, then I considered that one as 7.5. Because of the large variability of the depth interval, I had to choose this kind of selection. And the years in the reliable region is less than 7.5 years, and the rate is less than 300 ton per hectare. And this is a summary of how I did the meta-analysis. As I mentioned before, I collected the control and treated the biosolids treated soil with standard deviations. If I could not get the standard deviation, I had to talk with the corresponding authors, and then the clustering of data. This is the way I considered the reliable region, and then I did standardization of the literature data through calculating the effect size. Then I used R language with a metaphor package to do the final modeling. These are some of results from the meta-analysis. So you can see here the effect of biosolids application on soil organic carbon sequestration. In this case, every time you see here in these three images, data is from a reliable region, that means less than 1 year at 7.5 mid-depth depth. Here the predicted mean increase in soil organic carbon percentage, and this is the rate. You can see here the highest soil organic carbon increment was recorded somewhere here, around 3.5 at the rate of 350. This means after the 350 tons per hectare biosolids addition, there's an equilibrium state. That means the soil cannot hold the input, the higher input of carbon. This is from a range of soils. And this one is the effect of time after biosolids application. And you can see here, when we consider in the time, after biosolids application, the carbon content is getting decreased, the gradual decrease. In this case, we found around from 1.8 to 1.5 decreased over 5 years. So in this case, the effect of biosolids application depth on soil organic carbon sequestration. You can see here the depth interval is 10. That means the actual depth is 20. When we go deeper, the carbon content is getting decreased based on biosolids application. So this shows a kind of opportunity to sequester more carbon in deeper layer soils. So it's very important to understand more opportunity to sequester carbon in deeper layer soil. So my conclusions are: the anthropogenic influences cause exponential increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide and consequent climate change. And soil is the one of potential reservoirs which can be hosted carbon as a direct strategy to minimize climate change. And quality control biosolids is a good source of carbon and can be used as a soil amendment in relation to carbon sequestration. And biosolids application rate should be taken into consideration in relation to carbon sequestration, because I'm coming from Newcastle area, so the biosolids is used in mine site rehabilitation. In mine site rehabilitation, they are using a higher content of biosolids applications, greater than 350. So in terms of carbon sequestration, it's not that good. So it's important to consider the application rate, and short-term incorporation of biosolids can be used to enhance soil organic carbon content. However, continuous biosolids application is needed to success of long-term carbon sequestration. And finally, surface application of biosolids enhance soil organic carbon in greater content than subsoil. My acknowledgement goes to my supervisors and my funding partners, and the work, the research actually carried from the researchers. I used that data. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions?
Biosolids. Actually, I collected data from collected data from 25 countries. They have used different biosolids. For example, anaerobic digested biosolids, alkaline stabilized, red mud stabilized, different biosolids. I presented here a part of study. I considered different type of biosolids in relation to soil carbon sequestration. So the answering to your question, biosolids has a lot of pharmaceuticals, heavy metals, microplastics, a lot of things. But I think good quality control biosolids is available now. For example, yes, it could be, but I know about Australian contest. They produce high quality biosolids. It's like very good black colored, no smell, and I know Adelaide biosolids. It is stabilized with alkaline materials like lime or fly ash. they don't have any smell, and they maintain the metal content in a really good the recommended value. So I think this is a good organic matter, good source of organic matter. So we have to use this, and yeah, that's my answer. Yes, I didn't consider that variable yet. In future, I look at that variable, the temperature and the weather, how this affect, and I like to meta-analysis that variable. Third question. Mostly I collected data, mostly data have been reported with the surface and subsurface maximum below 30 centimeters. So that's why I had to get that data. So I could not go below that level. Yeah.
Let's thank Jacinta again.
Thank you.